Be'ezus Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter, Namaz Hilchos Toim Nitin, laws of claim and defend and save and shpud in the book of judgments. We will continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the halacha of Chazakam as it applies to Karka. In this Perek, we discuss the specifics of this halacha of Cheskes Gimel Shanim, the Chazaka of a period of 3 years by property, which then we presume it's the one who's in possession of it right now. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding this continued period of 3 years that is of taking the profits and the benefits from the property. So Shalosh Shanim Shemarnu, the 3 years that we said is Miyam Liyam, is from day to day, 3 years later. Afilo Hayachasechem Yom Echad, even if you're missing 1 day from the 3 years, Lehechzik, he has not established a Chazaka. And if we remove him from it, and we give it to the original owner. When we say this, it has to be a full 3 years. We're talking about properties that constantly produce benefits. Kugan Habotim, like homes, vachatzeres, and courtyards, vabayres, vashichim, ma'ogres, different types of pits and caves, and bayres, vachanuyas, and stores, vapundukois, and regarding motels, vamachatzois, and bathhouses, vashavachas, and dovkas, where the doves live in, uvate abadim, and the place where they squeeze out the grapes, the olives to produce their oil, ustebe sashlochen, which is shemashkin esim tamid. These are irrigated fields where they constantly water it, and bezorimba, and they plant it, vanaitin, and they plant trees. The Haganahs in gardens, barpadesin, and orchards, mechen avodim, hamahalchan, so too slaves that walk. Kamesh Radin, like we explained this in Perek Yud Halacha Dalad, that these are things that have constant utility, and therefore every single moment is needed to do that to establish his ownership of it. Avos, the habal, but regarding a rain field, meaning shishesim imegishom bavad, that it only gets watered from the rain, which therefore it's not in old times like an irrigated field, which you could constantly be utilizing it. Uste ilan, or a field that just has trees. In miyam liyam, that can't be used every day. The trees don't produce every single day. Elikimen sha'ach l'sholosh tfuiz me'menechad. Rather there, it's once he consumes from it three harvests from the same type. Hadei elu k'sholosham, that's like a period of 3 years. Ketzad how so? So he used to stay tomorrow. Let's say it was a date grove, a field of dates. Begod l'sholosh g'deirs, and he harvested three harvests, which takes time. It's not at old times, but three harvests. Oistei anavim, or a field of grapes. Uvatsa shalosh betziris, and he, from this vineyard, he goes and does three harvests. Oistei zesim, or an olive grove. Umasek shalosh masikas, and he does three harvests. Hadei elu k'shalosh mehersik, so that's like already 3 years, and he has established a chazaka. Vafilo hayilon nisritzufin, vilo hayibinin archaka karo. And even if the trees were very, very close to each other, and there wasn't the appropriate distance one from the other, which generally is to make it into a certain area of a field, shari seifim livash, which they're going to end up drying up and ripping him out, but ultimately, at the end of the day, he ate from it three harvests, hechzik, he's established a chazaka. Now, halacha base continues that, additionally, not only does it have to be every day for the 3 years, it has to be day and night. So here the Edim, let's say he brings witnesses, he's been living here in the courtyard for a period of 3 years, day to day. Or the Girtza has to be Sheskira, meaning that he leased out the courtyard to others, and they lived there Shalosh Shom a period of 3 years. Okay, how is a Chazaka? This can be an established Chazaka. But let's say Ton Balachatzavama, let's say the original owner of the courtyard comes and he claims and he says, wait a second, Shem Lishacham Baba Yama Balayla, maybe he didn't dwell over there during the day and at night time. Or Shem Elo Sheskiru Lehem Lishacham Baba Yama Balayla, maybe these people, the renters, maybe they didn't live over there day and night. How is a Taina? That's a good claim from the original owner. So Imam Lamas, we tell the one who was in possession of it right now, Aitabi Aidim, either bring witnesses, Shashan Elu Gemurais Bayam Balayla, that these 3 years were complete, that they were utilized day and night, or you have to leave. A Philibo Aidim, even if witnesses come along and they say, Lanu Hisker, that guy who's currently the owner, the landlord, he rented it out to us. Vanu Darna Baba Yam Balayla, we lived there day and night. Vitan Balasadabama, but the original owner of the field claims and he says, wait a second, Yavu Aidim Shudarabayim Laila. You renters, you bring witnesses that you guys lived over here day and night. Srikham Ela Srikham Haviraya Shadarbatamad. So the renters have to bring proof that they had lived there the whole time period, day and night. Why? Shazadabatolbahem, because this is dependent on them. The ain't tolubatin samachzik, and not dependent on the claim of the one who's in possession right now, Kadesha Iduloy, that they could testify for him. In other words, although, really, they have no skin in the game because they're not losing anything. It's the landlord. But ultimately, it's their claim, and they cannot testify for their own selves. They need to have witnesses to help their claim, which then helps the current landlord. Halacha Gimel. Hoyezeh ha-machzik. If this one who is in possession of it, or you aid them, or the witnesses, shadaruba, that they lived over there, min ha-reichel ha-machazim ha-yaretz ha-geizim, and were from the peddlers that go around from city to city and similar types. So So we make a claim for him initially. And when he brings witnesses that he had taken possession, we tell, in other words, the judges tell the one who's possession of it right now, since the this person's not around generally, we say, you have to bring witnesses that you're in possession of it day and night. Now, but when we say this, regarding homes and courtyards and similar things, which that you generally utilize by day and by night, so you have to bring that proof. Regarding a store of merchants or similar types of areas, and people generally utilize the area when they're in the stores during the daytime. So once you bring proof that you were there for a period of 3 days, 3 years during the daytime, that's going to be a valid chazak. Again, you just has to be how generally every part of it is going to be utilized, how it's normally done. A home is day and night. A chatzar is day and night. A store is not only by the day, and that's all you have to bring proof so that it's going to be established as it's going to be his. So that's what we said regarding the Reichlim. We said that since this guy's they know that this is the custom of a Reichl, we have to step in, and because he's not going to realize that someone's taking possession of his house, so we have to step in and say, okay, you got to bring this proof because this person wouldn't necessarily know all this that's going on. Look at Dalb, that also has to be, the 3 years have to be consecutive, year after year. Shalosh Shalom Shemana, the 3 years that we said, has to be 1 year after another. Now, someone took possession of a field. Now, he planted 1 year, but he left it fallow, meaning not planted, a second year. Planted a year, didn't plant a year. Even if he does this for a period of many years, he's not taking possession. Because you didn't plant it for 3 years in a row, you didn't use it 3 years in a row. Now, but let's say the custom of that place was that people would leave it fallow, which helps it regenerate. Even though some people do plant it year after year, but there are some who plant and then don't plant for a year. So then, so that is considered then a valid chazaka. Because he says, I only didn't plant it, that it should produce even more because the earth gets stronger in the year that I do plant, and therefore that wouldn't take away from his chazaka. Halacha hey, now shnei shutafen, two partners, shechziku basad sheishon, that they took possession of a field over a period of 6 years. How did they do it? So echad achal rishayna ushlishes v'chamishes. I mean, they're switching off alternate years. So the first guy had it for year 1, 3, and 5. V'sheina achal shnei revias sheishes, and the second guy took possession of it 2nd, 4th, and 6th. Lo also chazak el achmem. The chazak actually doesn't work for any one of them. Why? Because the owner of the property says, wait a second, I didn't hear that there would be one person who's using it for year after year for a period of 3 years. Therefore, I didn't protest. I didn't see anyone staying in it for a period of 3 years. Now, therefore, however, but if, let's say, these partners wrote a document of a partnership between them, that they're going to use it year after year, so then, once 3 years passes, Olslam Chazaka, then the Chazaka will be valid for them. Why? Shashtar Yeshle Kel. Because a document, word gets out, the owner of the property knows that these partners are taking possession together consecutively. And since he didn't protest, he loses his rights. The word didn't, same thing applies Le'evit, to a slave, Sheikh Zig B'Shanem, the two people took possession of the slave. They were using it year after year. If they write a document between them saying, okay, this is how we're going to do it, so then they have taken possession of it. If, let's say, this one who's in possession of it, he consumed the fruits of this field for 1 year. But then the Mukhari sold it. Now that buyer went and he ate the produce of it for the second year, meaning for 1 year. Now he sells it to a second buyer. He eats it now for also 1 year, which is a sum total of 3 years. So it depends. If they sold it to each other with documents, then shloshtam mitzdarf, and then the three of them will combine, because the word gets out, and he knows that it's all continuation from this one stream. So bari zechazak, it's going to be a chazak v'nishle micha, because he didn't protest. But v'machu shle b'shtabar, if they sold without a document, in a chazak, it's not a chazak. Shabal m'rashayn ma'im, because the original ones will say, wait a second, ki m'shle amad ba'ish echa shalasham, I never saw one person be in there for a period of 3 years. Lo yitztach lim, because I didn't have to protest, because I didn't see one person. I said, okay, he's leaving. So, therefore, it depends if it's a shtar or not if they combine. Halacha zayin. Other types of combinations. Acholo av shana. Let's say the father, he ate the produce of this field for 1 year. Vahaben, and the son, who inherits his father, shtayim, he ate it for then a period of 2 years. for a total of 3. Or ha'avshtayim ha'benishon, the father was for 2 years and the son was 1 year. Or ha'avshon, the father was 1 year, ha'benishon, the son was 1 year, v'alekech ben ha'benishon, and then the son sold it to a third party, he ate it for 1 year. It's going to be a chazakah, again, as long as he bought it with a document, because again, without a document, then he wouldn't have heard about the original owner from the sale, and he wouldn't have known that there's any connection between this guy and the father and the son, and therefore it wouldn't be a sum total of 3 years. This is like the inverse. If the machzik, he consumed the produce of this field in front of the father, that he was the original owner of the field, he ate in front of him, shana 1 year. Then he passed away, but in front of his son, who was the original owner, he ate it another 2 years. Or b'fnei avshtayim, b'fnei abenshana, or in front of the father 2 years, in front of the son 1 year. Or b'fnei avshana, or in front of the father 1 year, b'fnei b'nei shana, or and then a second year, in front 1 year in front of the son 1 year. B'fnei likech ben shana, and there was someone who bought from the son, he ate in front of him the third year. Hariz chazaka, this can be considered as a chazaka. B'husha machra ben, zu asada, it's only that likech, who bought from the son, he bought this field, b'chlal sadeisav, included in the fields, meaning the son sold all his fields, all his properties, and he didn't say he's selling also this field. So the buyer is claiming, I bought this field also, and even if the son, who's the seller, agrees, doesn't make a difference, this guy now is the muchzik, shadu lehikar hamachzik shenimkura, because the guy who took possession didn't recognize that this was sold. He could claim, I never entertained to think that he's claiming that he sold this field. He sold all his properties, but I know I bought this field, and that's why I was on for 3 years. Well, the fika claim is a b'shtar, and if it wasn't careful with his document, and that's a valid claim. Avol mocher haben sada zu b'fnei asma. But let's say, after the 2 years, this guy who's in possession of it right now, the father for 1 year, the son 1 year, and then after the second year, the son sells it to a third party, and he says, I'm selling this field. There's obviously no greater protest than this when he's selling it to someone else, showing that it's still his and not the guy's possession of it. Then for sure he would have to hold on to the documentation. And if not, even though he's there 3 years, he would not have a chazaka. Halacha Tes continues with that the derivation, that the benefit of the profit has to be complete and has to be consecutive. So nada shana achar shana. So if someone was plowing this field year after year, even for many years, but since he didn't get any pleasure from it, in the chazaka, that's not considered as a chazaka. So to be opened up canals of water to water the field, and all he did was he took away the clumps of earth that was there because of the plowing and so on. Since he didn't consume any produce, in the chazaka, even though he did it for many years, it's not considered as a chazaka. Let's say he planted, but he didn't gain anything. Elazar kar ba'asav kar. Rather, he planted a kar, and that's the exact amount that he gathered from the harvest. So lehechzik, he has not established chazaka. Surely, then ultimately, didn't get any pleasure, and that's not a valid chazaka. Halach yidav achol ashachas. If let's say the current person who is there, he ate it, meaning he harvested the grain before it fully ripened to feed it to the animals. So lehechzik, he has not established chazaka. Why not? Because the original owner of the field thinks that okay, this guy's obviously afraid to utilize the field the way it's normally done. And because he's stealing, and therefore he's not concerned, he's not going to claim I bought it, because if he did, he would have stayed there till it ripens. He's taking it quickly to feed it to his animals, and therefore he doesn't protest. So therefore it's not going to be about as a chazaka. But v'mhoya mokum darkum l'Israel l'shachas. Well, let's say the custom of that place was that people would plant it for animal fodder, and they should them be karma, because actually animal food was actually expensive in that place. Well, then obviously I raise a chazaka. That would be a valid chazaka. The fact that he didn't wait till it fully ripens is because that's that country where they get the animal food from. Halachid Beis. Achala Arla. If the machzik ate produce that was forbidden, let's say like the fruit tree in the first 3 years where it's Aser, or Shvius, or Shemitah produce, or Bekalayim, or forbidden mixtures. So Avabishanen Bavir, although the benefit that he had was in sin, it's still Hariz Chazak. Ultimately, it's a Chazak because he did have 3 years of Hana. Halachid Gimel. Hoya Makam Shechzik Bay. If the place where he was taking possession of was sela, was rock, or chalamish, or rocky terrain. She'ener ro lizri, which is not fit for planting. Sari hayimachzik. So achlohanis by bedav haroyla, so you have to have benefit from it in something that it is fit to utilize that area. Kugon sheyishtach by hapedis, where you just spread out your produce to dry over there. Or yamu by behemo, where he puts his animals. Okay, it's similar things like that. You have to utilize and get benefit from it in somehow. Now vimloinen by becholos nashalashon bedav haroyla, and if he did not have benefit from that area for a period of 3 years, for what's appropriate to utilize that area for, then lahechzik, then he's not established a chazaka. Halachi yedalt, If someone placed his animal in the distinct area from his friend's courtyard, well, let's say he was just bringing up chickens over there. Or he put over there an oven, or a stove, or a mill, or put his fertilizer over there. So whether he put a partition for that to cordon off his area, whether he didn't, if he utilized these things or similar things, a period of shalosh shalom b'yim b'layla, a period of 3 years by day and by night, and he's claiming on the owner of the court, and he's saying, yes, I've been here for a long time. You gave me this area. You sold it to me. Because he's already been here for a period of 3 years, having benefit. If this is a field that's surrounded with a fence, now this guy who took possession, he came along and he planted beyond the fence on no man's land. And he's having benefit from old places which are not guarded, not protected places. So even if this guy's eating it year after year, he does not establish a chazaka. Why not? Because the owners, they claim and they say, yeah, we saw that he's planting, not within the fence, rather in the ownerless area, a hefker place. Amanu, we said, yeah, whatever he's going to plant, the animals of other field are going to eat it up. They didn't protest. But the fact that they didn't protest wouldn't prove that I believe that it's his. So to anyone who plants in any area that's not guarded, rather you have the trespassing of the wild animals, and the hands of every single person is frequent over there, that would not establish a chazaka. Let's say this person who's in possession of this field, he ate all the produce of the area, of this field, except for an area where you would plant a quarter of a kav of produce. So hechzik bekulus, he's taken possession of the whole field, except for the area of that quarter kav, where he didn't have benefit from it. In other words, we don't say that small area is secondary to the field. If it's less than that, it would be, but that amount's already considered a certain chash of an area. If you didn't use it, you don't get it. And so even if it was rocky area in the field where you can't even plant over there, but since he didn't utilize it for what's appropriate for it, for example, let's say spreading out fruits or similar, like we said in Halacha Yigimel, you didn't use it for that. So this person does not have a chazaka in at least that area. Halacha Yitzayin. Hechzik echad bi'ilanus. If someone took possession of trees, and they ate the fruits of those trees. Now, the echad hechzik bi'karka. Now, a different person took possession of the property, uzran, he planted vegetation, and he ate the produce of the ground. Each one of them is claiming, this whole land is mine, and I bought it. So the guy who took possession of the trees, he ate the fruits of the trees for 3 years, so he gets the trees, and the ground that's needed for the trees, which means the guy who's harvesting the figs. Mean to say, the area where the guy who's harvesting the fruits with vasali in the basket that he has to hold in his hand, chutza, beyond the area of the branches which you gather the produce, the amount of space that you need a guy to be able to go there with his basket, that he gets the chalil me'ilon for every single tree. And the guy who took possession of the ground, yeshle shahar karka, he gets the rest of the ground. So to anyone who eats all the produce of trees for a period of 3 years, and he's claiming regarding the original owner of the trees, you sold me this tree and its property, meaning and the ground necessary for the tree. So he gets the ground according to the width of the tree. At the time, going all the way down to the depths, meaning if the tree dries up, he can plant another one in that place, and the owner of the property is not allowed to dig opposite the area of the tree, no matter how deep down. Halacha Yates, stay Elon. A field of trees, which had 30 trees, within the area of 3 saw, meaning that an area that you could plant 3 saw of grain. Now, he consumed 10 of the 30 trees, their payers, in the first year. Now, it's in the whole area. It was 3 from this besa, 3 from this besa, and 4 from the third besa. So in all the 3 saw in that whole area, there was 10 scattered throughout. And a different 10 in the second year, and the third 10 in the third year. So Huchzik Bakol, he's now taking possession of the whole field, even though he didn't have from all 3 in all 3 years. But Behu Shahayu Hasara Sha'achim, it's only as long as the 10 that he did eat in every single year, which is a third, was mefuzaris b'chol beis hashalish son, like we explained, that it was scattered throughout the entire area of the three saw. V'lohitziu shari lonis peiris, it's just that the other trees did not produce peiris. Avlamitziu shari lonis peiris v'chol, but if the other trees did produce peiris beyond those 10, and he didn't eat them, so lehuchzik el mimasha achol, then he only took possession of what he did eat. Halacha chav, b'med v'mum, when do we say this, that if he did not eat all the peiris, he has not taken possession of the whole field, is b'sha'achol who mixes the peiris. That's when he ate only some of the produce, u'bazu ha'am shar peiris, but the other people plundered the rest of the peiris, which is not normal for the owner of a field just to let his fruits be ownerless and let others harvest them. So therefore, that's why he does not have the chazakah. Aval im maniach peiris simalim, but if he left the fruits on the trees, ha'il v'achol ilon mikon ve'ilon mikon, since he did eat from a tree over here and the tree over here, mikol asada, that was throughout the field, then hechzik b'chol asada, then he has taken possession of the whole field. You don't have to eat every single one of the fruits. You could leave it on the tree. Apishlo asav kol peiris, even though he did not gather all the produce, as long as he didn't let others get it, then it would be a valid chazaka on all of the trees.